KGMI Morning News Extra.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who has been considered to be a potential running mate for presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, addressed on Sunday a recent attention on her new book, this where she writes about killing an unruly dog and a goat. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Kristi Noem says tough decisions like this happen all the time on a farm. She's talking about killing a family dog and a goat, revelations she makes in an upcoming book. On X, she writes, "Whether running the ranch or in politics, I have never passed on my responsibilities to anyone else to handle. Even if it's hard and painful, I followed the law and was being a responsible parent, dog owner, and neighbor." Noem is scheduled to be interviewed on Face the Nation Sunday about her upcoming book, set to be released on May 7th. Matt Piper, CBS News.
So in the book, she goes a little bit more in depth about the dog. It was a 14-month-old that she was looking to get trained up to help run ranch and farm activities in her neck of the woods. And she called the dog untrainable and ended up shooting and killing it when it became clear to her that the dog was not trainable. That's you mentioned it earlier in the show. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. Yeah. So this is a 14-month-old wire-haired pointer named Cricket that she put down. The dog got loose from her truck, according to Noem, and killed somebody's chickens. So that's when she decided to put the dog down. She also, on that same day, describes killing a goat where she shot it with a shotgun, then had to go back and walk back to her truck to get more shotgun shells to then go back and finish the job.
Oh, geez.
So I think we all agree that sometimes you do have to put down animals, but you should probably do it as humanely as possible. And this story doesn't exactly read like where the red fern grows. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
Also, if your dog's not very well trained and unruly, you probably want to keep it on a leash.
Yeah, and it's a very contentious issue, getting a lot of backlash from folks and animal rights activists across the board. If you want to chime in with your opinion, surprise, this is the topic of our daily news poll today. MyBellinghamNow.com, take a look at our front page and find that daily news poll link, and you can let us know your opinion on this issue. Meanwhile, switching from the animal kingdom to the world of insects, a lot of buzz at last night's Dodgers Diamondbacks game down in Phoenix. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez with those details.
A beekeeper named Matt Hilton played hero, swooping in and saving the day, or night, when a colony of bees formed on top of the protective netting above home plate. After the public address announcer urged the crowd to please be patient, Hilton zipped up his beekeeper suit and rose to the top of the net in a hydraulic scissor lift. He vacuumed up the uninvited insects as fans watched the close-up on the big screen and Bonnie Tyler's hit played in the background. Hilton got to throw out the first ceremonial pitch. After an almost two-hour delay, the D-backs beat L.A. 4-3. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
I was going to say the least you could do for that beekeeper is let him throw out a pitch or give him some concessions or VIP seating or something. I mean, those bee colonies are nothing to mess with, and I'm glad they got rid of it safely before that game went down.
Yeah, this was the coolest story coming out of baseball yesterday besides that Mariners win down at T-Mobile, of course. But yeah, worth noting, MLB says that these bees were released humanely out in the wilderness, so happy end to this story, at least. Huh?
And the bees get to stay alive, and the Diamondbacks get to stay alive with another win. I mean, look, it's early on in the season. Everybody's going to be alive for a little bit longer. We'll have more on sports coming up next.